Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Julie Gurney from Fairfax County's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. Julie is Program Manager of the Charge Up Fairfax Program, and guess what? That's our topic of conversation today, the Charge Up Fairfax Program, what it is and what it means to you and Fairfax County. Julie, thanks for being on the podcast today with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the conversation about Charge Up Fairfax. What in the world does that mean? What is it?
It's a great question. So Charge Up Fairfax is a program to help residents of community associations gain access to electric vehicle charging. So we found that these residents face unique challenges to at-home EV charging. So Charge Up Fairfax aims to help these communities overcome some of these challenges.
What are the challenges of charging in a homeowner or condominium association?
So a lot of people in HOAs or condos, they can't charge right off their houses. They might not have a driveway or a garage. So plugging in on your house is not a possibility. So how can we help people charge at home and not have to go out to a public charging station when they need to charge?
So are you talking about like clusters of a town home? There would maybe be like a charging station that would serve a specific cluster, or are you talking about like one charging station for the whole HOA or condominium association, which would then seems like it would defeat the purpose of having a home charging station if you've got to travel to go to it. So help me understand what we're talking about.
So that's a great question. And we really leave it up to the communities what they want to install. So we have some townhome communities that are small. We have some condo associations we're working with that are big, so that the communities can decide, do we want to install one single port charger or eight dual port chargers? We also offer, what we're doing is helping the community to move forward with what they decide to do.
Okay. Explain that a little bit. How are you helping?
So communities who get accepted into our program, the first thing they get is a site visit from OEEC staff, sorry, Land and Development Services and our engineers. We come out to the site, we talk to the managers of the HOA, any community members who want to come out. We look at their physical and environmental barriers they might have. We look for power sources in the community. And we look at their site conditions. So we take these results, we coordinate with Dominion Energy, and we present this site with a feasibility study. And the feasibility study offers all of these findings along with estimated costs and project timelines. And this is free of charge to all the communities who are accepted into the program. And so then this is a great starting place for our communities to reach out to contractors and start the installation process. Once they have installed the charging stations, there's also a partial grant reimbursement for our communities.
Okay. So application period, and we'll get to that in a minute. Yes. I understand there's a deadline. We'll talk about that. So first step, if a townhome association or condo association, and it's just for associations
just
of townhomes?
Just for community associations, correct.
Okay. So if they are interested in providing an EV charging station for their residents or their community, step one is to make the application?
Yes. So step one, go to our website. Everything you need should be on that website. The application is there, and some tips on filling out that application are there. So if you go to fairfaxcounty.gov and search Charge Up Fairfax, you'll get to our website. And that will have our application along with a lot of different things you might need to start the process moving forward.
And it works because I did that too before our conversation. So, and it was the first result that came up. So, yeah, that works. Any charge for an association to make this application?
Nope. It is free to apply. And then if we will accept this period, we're going to accept up to eight communities.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there is a limited number of spots available.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So a community, say, has 20 condos and then another association has 200 homes. I mean, is there any criteria for applications being accepted on the number of homes in that community?
Right. So the how many homes they have is not going to affect this their application. Hmm. We look at do you have funding available to move forward with this? Is your community supportive? Do you have people in your community who want to do this? Do you have a good location? Do you have power sources in your parking lots? Are you ready? Have you done a little bit of research? And what is the impact on your community? So if most of the residents don't have access to driveways and garages, that's going to help your community in your application.
Oh, wow. Okay. Some great tips there, folks. If you didn't catch, just hit the rewind button a couple of 10, 20 seconds or so. You can catch that, or you can just go to the website, fairfaxcounty.gov/fairfaxcounty.gov, and just search for Charge Up Fairfax program. So you mentioned some, I'm going to do my air quotes here that listeners can't see, requirements for the community association, homeowner association. No cost to apply, but there should be some things that they've thought about.
Correct.
What if an association in the county has not even thought about that yet? Can they still apply?
Yes. You can still apply. The pieces that you're going to want to have in place before you apply is a survey to your community, because we want to know that your community supports. And so that will take some time, but if you start right now, you can send an email out to your community, you can take it to your next board meeting, and just have some sort of way to show us that you have been reaching out to your community. Looking around your parking lot, see if you have a power source, look for your transformers, take some pictures. Those are the big things that are going to get you through.
Okay. So the deadline for this application, since we're talking about time available.
Yes. So the deadline for this round of applicants is November 8th, Friday, November 8th.
Of 2024.
Yes, 2024.
Okay. So if you're listening to this podcast the day it comes out or shortly thereafter, you have a month or so to get your ducks in order, I guess, if you will, and see what is available. Before we get to like funding and things like that, you mentioned something earlier on. You said single port or dual port, and I got to be honest, I'm not very familiar with EV charging stations. I'm assuming single port means like one plug, and dual port means one car, multiple cars. Okay.
Yes.
I'm assuming that's a different cost though, and one's more expensive than the other.
Yes. A lot of the fees are not going to be on the charging stations themselves. There is a cost to that. A lot of the fees are going to be the contractor cost to get your electricity to where you want it to be. You've got a transformer, but these chargers, of course, are connected to electricity. So getting the electricity from the transformer to your charging station. So the closer you have your electric vehicle charging station to an electric source, the less expensive your installation is going to be.
Is it ironic that we're talking about needing electricity to charge an electric vehicle? I mean, it's just kind of one of those things,
sense.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, community associations, let's take them two, as we say, haven't prepared, hearing about this and are interested, and then maybe ones that have gotten some of these things you've done so far, the survey and those kind of things. Let's start with the totally unprepared, haven't done anything.
Okay.
You mentioned what they should do, get their survey of the residents, very quick thing to do via email, something like that. Any other big tips or guidance you can offer associations that haven't maybe thought about EV charging stations and maybe want to take this opportunity, this podcast, to really go forward in their community?
Yeah. If you look at our website, again, look up Charge Up Fairfax. We have a lot of tips on there on electric vehicles, charging, the Charge Up Fairfax program. So I would suggest going to the website, seeing if this seems feasible to you. Again, look around your community and think about where you might place electric vehicle charging stations if you were to place them. See if any of your community members have electric vehicles or have guests with electric vehicles, or if they might be thinking of purchasing one in the future.
Well, I guess that's a good starting point. I mean, if none of your residents have electric vehicles, you probably don't need an electric vehicle charging station, do you?
Well, there are some studies that show that having electric vehicle charging stations on your property can actually increase the value of your property, and they can be an amenity for for residents and guests. So maybe future-proofing your community.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then the same question, we'll look at the associations that have maybe gotten their ducks in a row to a certain point. General good advice for them as they are proceeding, whether they apply for this program or not in their journey forward with EV charging stations.
Yeah, I would say, like I said before, look at where your transformers are. Have conversations with Dominion Energy. If you're not interested in the Charge at Fairfax program, have a conversation with Dominion Energy, because getting that energy is to those charging ports is the most important thing. So start looking into contractors. We have some contractors on our website, or some links on our website that can help you find some contractors. And, you know, think about how many stations you want to install. Do you want to have some spots ready for the future to install in the future? Mm. So think about things like that. What do you think you're going to need longer term?
Gotcha. We're on the County Conversation Podcast, and we're talking with Julie Gurnee from Fairfax County's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. And we're talking about the Charge Up Fairfax program. And again, remind us of the application deadline.
So the deadline to apply for this round is going to be Friday, November 8th, 2024.
Okay. So other rounds coming in the future?
Yes. We currently have funding for probably 2 to 3 more rounds, depending on how much we end up reimbursing some of the other communities. But we should have enough funding to have 2 or 3 more rounds throughout the next year. And if the program continues, then we hope to get more funding in the future.
Okay. And this Board of Supervisors funding to your office? Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So how can I ask how much this pot of money is for this round? I mean, do you know that off the top of your head? and if you don't, that's not
I'm
big.
Sorry, I don't have it off the top of my head.
That's fine. So round, or shouldn't say round one, but this application period opened until November 8th of 2024. What are some of the things that this grant application does fund?
So this, for the communities, so this will fund, so the communities will be funded for the feasibility study that will be covered. And then most communities are eligible for up to $5,000 after installation. Communities in our equity designated locations are eligible for up to $10,000 reimbursement after the installation of the chargers.
Okay. What are those?
So these are areas that Fairfax County has designated as a higher vulnerability. So you can find that on the Fairfax County census website.
Okay.
So you can look that up there. There's a vulnerability page. So any high or very high vulnerability communities will be eligible for up to $10,000.
Okay.
And if you want to know if your community is one of those, you can always reach out to us and we can look that up for you.
And you have an email or phone number? Or?
Yes. The best email to reach is oeecelectricvehicles@fairfaxcounty.gov.
Okay. OEEC, electric vehicles at fairfaxcounty.gov, or again, fairfaxcounty.gov, and just search Charge Up Fairfax. Now, this is only open to community association, homeowners associations?
Correct.
Not residents or businesses?
Businesses and residents are not allowed to apply for this. This is only community associations.
Okay. So you mentioned some of the first steps an HOA should do to get started. Can you kind of put that in a nutshell for me right now, and kind of a great little soundbite for our residents who are just interested in that?
Sure, yeah. So if your community is interested in applying, please check out the Charge Up Fairfax website. You can find that by going to fairfaxcounty.gov and searching for Charge Up Fairfax. Our application is on there, as well as all of your next steps moving forward. So if you're ready to move forward on this, start surveying your residents and looking around your community to see where you want to have your charging locations and if there's anything else, any barriers that we can help you overcome.
I was doing some reading on your website, and one of the terms that caught my eye was level 2 charging.
Yes,
What does that mean?
Yes, so level 1 charging is basically plugging into a plug in your house. So most
like a electric outlet.
So most cars come with that. that does charge. It charges very slowly. So a lot of people are interested in the level two charging. So the level two charging is a higher rate charging. It's through a 240 or a 280 volt electrical plug. Most vehicles can be charged from 0 to 80% in 4 to 10 hours. So, and most people are not draining their car battery every day. That's very rare. So most vehicles can charge on a level two charger just a couple hours a day or once or twice a week to get their car fully charged. So this is solely supporting level two charging stations. There's also level three. Those are the super fast chargers.
Okay. Which but we're not talking about
right,
that.
We are not talking about that. So this is all level two charging stations.
Okay. Now, Charge Up Fairfax program, if I'm not mistaken, it's a very important part of the county's overall carbon neutrality goal of 2050.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Charge Up Fairfax is part of our CCAP program, which is the Community-Wide Energy and Climate Action Plan. And in this plan, the county's aiming for EV registrations to be 15% by 2030. So we've got a long ways to go, and we're hoping this can help spur people who don't have access to at-home charging to think about buying an electric vehicle.
Now, you mentioned registrations. Where are those registrations coming from? Do they register on the website? Is it purchases?
This is so everyone has to register their car in Fairfax County.
Okay.
So it's your vehicle registration.
Through the DMV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so how do y'all monitor that?
So we're getting the information from the DMV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know right now what we're looking at?
We are at about 2% in the county right now.
Oh, well, it's either good or bad, depending on how you look at it.
Yep.
I mean, for just starting, I think that's pretty darn good.
Yep.
And considering the cost of an electric vehicle.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
And apparent lack of charging stations. I mean, there's several different reasons.
Right.
You could look at it.
Right.
We're about to land the plane here, as they say. Anything I haven't asked you that you want to make sure we cover about the Charge Up Fairfax program?
I want to say we have, Fairfax County has over 1,500 community associations. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity for the county to support residents who don't have easy access to electric vehicle charging. And like I said, it ties directly into our CCAP and having electric vehicle charging stations is a very important amenity for communities. So it can really increase the appeal of the community.
Okay.
So again, our application period is open right now and will be open through November 8th, 2024. If you're thinking about it and have questions, please feel free to reach out to me, OEEC electric vehicles@fairfaxcounty.gov.
All right. And you mentioned over 1,500 community associations and this round of applications, you're hoping to serve how many?
We're going to accept up to 8 communities.
Oh, wow. So if you get a lot of application, that's a
hard decision.
Yeah. How would you decide some of the criteria you mentioned earlier?
Yeah. So some of the criteria, again, is does the community have funding available? Because there is going to be a cost associated to this. Does your community support this program? We want to make sure that the residents who live in your community support having an EV charger installed so that this moves forward. We want to make sure you've got a good location, you've got a power source near your parking lot so that you can install this. And are you ready? Have you done some research? Do you know what you're getting yourself into? Have you looked into charging at all? And then the impact it will have in your community. So if many of your residents don't have garages or driveways or good access to at-home charging, that's going to help your application.
And you mentioned funding a couple of times, and it's something I haven't asked you yet about, but community associations, homeowners associations, if they're really serious and they've done some preliminary work, what should they be looking at for the amount of funding that they need? Any ballpark estimate or guidance from you?
So it is very dependent. There are a lot of factors.
Right.
So,
I mean, we're not talking $500, are we?
Right, right. Some of the numbers we're seeing, the estimates we're seeing right now are right around $20,000. Again, very dependent. That's probably a conservative estimate. If you have to go under sidewalks, to run power under sidewalks, under parking lots, things like that, that's going to increase your price.
Yeah.
If you've got a transformer right next to your parking lot that's going to decrease your price.
Right.
So these are some things to think about. And again, the county is offering a $5,000 reimbursement grant to most communities, and then $10,000 to communities in equity designated areas.
And if you're chosen through this application period, the feasibility study is
is completely free, which can actually bring down your cost, because that's work the contractor would have put into installation. So that can actually bring down your costs as well.
Okay, cool. Final thought.
Yes.
Anything you want listeners right now to know about Charge Up Fairfax?
Just, we're really excited about this next round. We have 16 communities working on their charging stations right now, and we really want to keep this moving.
Awesome. That's great. Julie, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Julie Gurney from Fairfax County's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination, talking with us about the Charge Up Fairfax program. Again, if you want any more information, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov and search Charge Up Fairfax, or email them at oeecelectricvehicles@fairfaxcounty.gov. Thanks again to Julie for joining us. Thanks to you for being here. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.